steady, but I'll try 'em all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run.
Time is meaningless, but also like so fast. These like months, they like fly. I guess the days are long, the months are fast.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't feel like, man, what a weird time we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Vodka keeps you thin.
Oh, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. You can hear my voice, and you probably know my name. It's Josh Segovia. It was in the show notes, if you've gotten that far. I used to be a bartender professionally. Now I'm a part bartender for funnily.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, amateurishly. That's better. We'll change the tagline. I host a podcast about your favorite beverages, but I don't do it alone because this podcast is too much for one man. So who is my Eskimo brother on this cast? None other than the barback / non-rush hour week time bartender by the name of...
It's me, Rob Grabowski. I got a promotion. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag wash your hands. Hashtag tall boy summer.
That's right. It's tall boy summer. Bobby, I don't know if you heard, we might have missed a tall boy.
I think we missed the tall boy. I guess we could just, once we're done with this episode, you and I could do one quickly, Josh. And okay. Tag it on to the end if you want.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Bobby, how have you been?
I've been, what a week. I just finished my first week of... my new job and just getting accustomed to that's been nice.
Your new gig?
My new gig, but otherwise, yeah, I can't complain. How are you there, Josh?
Doing good. Looking forward to September,
sure.
Which is
We're only close.
a few days away now. And you know, it's been a fun, amazing tall boy summer, but I'll be ready to put it to bed.
Yeah. Just, a lot of these tall boys are bad.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like when they give you a lot more of something, it's not always a good thing.
It's true.
Bobby, you might have heard from friends and relatives that this is a comedic podcast about your beverages, your favorite beverage. Each episode, we have a guest. The guest brings a beverage of the choice, and we talk about why they chose it.
This is true. Is this episode any different?
This is non-different in that it's the same as what we've mentioned before, because we have a wonderful guest by the name of...
Hi, it's me, Adam Schreck.
Yay!
Bump, 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 Adam. Schreck. How are you, Adam?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Yeah, happy to
I'm glad that you've got over 100 of these under your belt now. I feel like confident that you know what you're doing.
Oh, good.
You're going to be surprised.
Yeah. I didn't want to join before when you... I needed the experience. And now I feel like you're locked and loaded.
I'm flop sweating through my clothes. I'm just soaked. Adam, how have you been? What's life been like lately?
Boy, I imagine similar to many people in these times that we live. But it's good. I mean, I'm on the main stage at Second City, and certainly no theater happens, so I don't have a job.
Yeah.
But that also means my nights are free, which means I now get to see Penny and Caitlin every night. And when I get to put to Penny is my daughter. Caitlin is my wife. It would be weird if I put my wife to bed and then hung out with my daughter.
She gets sleepy.
But just so you know the names. But yeah, so it's nice to get to have dinner with them every night. And Caitlin is working from home. So it's nice to get to see her all day. We have lunch every day together, which is really
nice.
So much family
time,
but it's nice.
Yeah, so there are certainly advantages and pluses to it, because the main stage schedule, you only get Monday off, so it only really feels like you have like one evening that you get to spend with your loved ones. So it's nice to have all of them. But yeah, you know, days are long. Then
you can't be like, hey, I work at night. Why don't you work at night right now? They'll be like, that's not right.
No, you work at night.
I also work from home with my family. My daughter Daisy is a dog, and my wife Erin is my roommate. But having lunch with them, Daisy will come into the room that I work in, which is also the studio that you guys lavishly see behind you. And she'll be like, it's noon, it's time to go out. Just by like standing there and staring at me. And then we'll all take a little lunchtime walk and then have come back for some food. It's real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm expanding my lunchtime palate a little bit. I feel like I alone, it just would have been like a frozen corn dog. Or like microwave chicken fries would be like what yeah. I eat. Oh, I eat like a 6-year old.
That flop sweat moved all the moisture moved into my mouth as I salivate the idea of a frozen corn dog.
They're good. They're the state fair ones.
Oh yeah.
Microwave them for like a minute and a half. Any longer than that, and they like the hot dog like explodes out of the like.
I had some Trader Joe's corn dogs the other week. And they weren't bad. They were like,
yeah, they're okay. I mean, they're better if you bake them, like any frozen item. But sometimes you just don't have that time.
And sometimes it's just too long for a corn dog. I'm not going to wait 30 minutes. No,
that's too much work.
Get out
that's
the deep fryer.
No, it's
the
crazy.
Yeah. So sometimes we make like legitimate meals for lunch and trying to make legitimate meals for dinner.
Yeah.
So that's been good, I guess.
We're all trying to eat better.
Yeah.
Speaking of eating better, let's get to the beverage that you've chosen to talk about with us.
Please.
This week, what beverage have you chosen?
I have chosen, gosh, I put it in a Yeti can koozie. Shout out to Yeti. Are you guys sponsored?
Right.
You will be now.
We are now.
Yeah. I have chosen Wild Cherry Pepsi. I'm showing it to only the two of them. No one listening will see this, but just so that they see.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, man, we're about to get crazy.
I can't wait.
It's the greatest beverage the gods have ever made. We're all blessed to be drinking it today.
I had a hard time finding the cans. I could only stick with it. I only 2-liter or the big, like the 6-pack of 20 ounces.
I am told. So my little sister drinks Diet Wild Cherry Pepsi because I drink Wild Cherry Pepsi. And
shout out. What's her name?
Bethany. I almost called her Bethany Shrek, but she's married now. Yeah, so she's true. Bethany McCall. Yeah. That's like, it's only been like a year. It'll be a year in September. So that's like a hard thing to like get in the brain. Like, no, we don't have the same last name anymore. But Bethany McCall, she'll probably listen to this. She's Rob's best friend.
My former best friend.
Shut up.
But she drinks Diet, and I'm told somehow she discovered that there is an aluminum shortage going on right now.
I just read about it.
I don't know if that's because of COVID or if that's because of tariffs or maybe a combination of both. But because of that, I think Pepsi is only canning or at least putting priority on canning their like number ones. So like regular Pepsi and then Diet. I saw them putting a bunch on the stores in Jewel the other day, but my like hands were full, so I only got like a case. But I too had a really hard time finding it for a little while, so there was like a month there where I didn't have any. I would buy a bottle here and there, but I'm not a big fan of like a 2-liter. I need
it goes flat really fast.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, for the sake of the listeners, you've showed your bottle. I'll show you mine. I picked up the wrong one.
I got
Pepsi Wild Cherry Zero Sugar.
So you're going to get a little slightly less wild than
that. This is the medium wild.
Yeah, we're getting really wild, and you're just getting like a temperate, moderate wild.
I can't wait to go wild. It's been so
I saw the bottle, and I didn't even register it because, as not an avid drinker, I was like, oh, this is it. It's got a cherry. It's Pepsi. And then as I checked out, I was like, this is zero sugar. And I was like, hey, it's fine.
Yeah, I imagine the flavor profiles are going to be somewhat similar.
Yeah, which is one of the things I don't like about zero, like Coke or Pepsi, is that it tastes like regular Coke and Pepsi. Yeah. I'm very much a diet person myself.
Mm.
You wouldn't know it to look at me. But I enjoy a diet soda as opposed to
I can't do a diet soda. I'd rather have water. Because sometimes people know I don't drink alcohol, and people know that sometimes and occasionally I will be somewhere and they will like offer me like because what they have is a diet, and it was like, oh, that's very kind, but I'd rather have nothing.
Here's the rain barrel.
than the diet that you're offering. I just like, no, I can't do it. When I was a kid, my grandma drank regular Pepsi, but somehow that was only for her. It was reserved just for her. My grandmother, who was diabetic and should not have been drinking Pepsi at all. But what she had for everybody else was diet caffeine free Pepsi.
It came in that
gold can.
Yeah.
And it was just essentially
revolting.
Yeah, brown sludge water.
Yeah, just have water at that point.
It was so bad.
Let's pop our wild cherries and
please.
We'll have a sip. We'll talk about what we taste. As in all tastings, you're not wrong. What you're going What you got going on there is right.
I'll get this can opening sound in there. That's nice Foley.
Oh, that's excellent Foley. And let me tell you, this is good.
Ooh. It's
that's really good. I was expecting the cherry to be super strong, and it's just right.
Yeah, it's like so. Occasionally, people will make me a version of like a cherry Coke or a cherry Pepsi, mm-hmm. depending on a bar. Usually, it's cherry Coke because unfortunately, most bars serve Coke on the tap,
yeah,
and not Pepsi. And people know I like this, and they'll put grenadine in it, and I find like that's a little too sweet.
Yeah, it's a lot sweeter.
The cherry is muted in a wild cherry in just the right way. It's like they took Pepsi and they just gave it one extra little bit of flavor to put it over the top.
I was worried too because like mine, I had to put ice. I put some ice in there because I didn't put the 2 liter in the fridge right away.
You're afraid of watered down.
I thought it was watered down a little bit, but it's refreshing. I don't like it.
Shrek, let me ask you this: preferred over ice or prefer just cold?
I prefer the perfect ultra cherry Pepsi is like a super cold,
yeah,
like almost like too cold to the touch can.
Yeah,
not frozen, so you don't want any slush. It's like just before that point where it starts to freeze. That is like a perfect. If it's out of a bottle, maybe I would take it over ice. That can be nice.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's something about it out of a can. It's just
perfect. I'm with you. I don't like. I'm a DC fan, if people know. I like the 20-ounce bottle, but like a 2 liter, it just goes too flat. And cans, I don't mind, but I feel like I drink cans more quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you feel like you milk a bottle a little bit more.
I do.
And do you think that cuts back the amount that you then drink in a day?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Because I'll maybe have only like...
This is good Foley.
That's a great Foley. My favorite Foley is, of course, Dave.
Oh, but, I was going to say Matt.
Oh, Scott's good, too. but, yeah, I feel like when I, like, I'll have, like, 2 20-ounces a day, but then with cans, I feel like I have more. I don't know why.
I am trying to cut it back to no more than 2 a day, sometimes 1 a day now.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, gosh, in college and then early 20s, but like, when we lived together, Rob, I was probably drinking 4 a day.
I drank so much pop. I know I've cut back, but, like, I still drink a lot, but I... cut back on what I used to. It was too much. It's too much.
Yeah, we had a lot of recycling. It was a lot of Wild Cherry Pepsi and Diet Coke cans in our apartment.
Yeah, I like to have them also cutting back around meals. So
yeah, same.
I love soda with a meal. So, you know, not having one right in the morning, but having one with that lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
After a nice hot walk, you come in, you reach in the cooler that you've made with ice and it's all water. You dip your hand in, it's freezing. You pull out the ice cherry Pepsi.
Because I only now like drink like 1 or maybe 2 a day. I like to savor them. I like to make them last. And I'm telling you, something like this. This keeps it cold forever. This little koozie.
It looks so nice. Seals in.
Yeah. So it's like
a screw top.
Uh huh. So like, Caitlin and I went to Hawaii 2 years ago, maybe.
Ooh.
And yeah, shout out to Hawaii. It's spreading. Nice. Really fast down there. Shout out. all blessings and well wishes to the people of Hawaii. Don't go there now, people. Because tourists are the people doing it. But nonetheless, tangential. Back when we went to Hawaii and we were packing a cooler for like our like day trip. And we put them in here in the morning. And like 8 hours later, they were still cold.
Is it metal? Is it soft?
It is metal. This is all... I'm getting paid by Yeti. Is what is happening here. They've got the funds to do it. These things are too expensive. I think this is probably like $35 can koozie, but worth it.
Yeah.
You've heard it here. You've heard it first. Unofficial sponsor of this episode. Well, before we get into more your history with Wild Cherry Pepsi, let's get into the history of Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Ooh.
To know where Wild Cherries got their start, you have to know where Pepsi got its start. Back in 1893, there was a pharmacist by the name of Caleb Bradham who created and sold locally Brad's Drink. We see this with a lot of our sodas. Pharmacists, it'll aid in digestion and help pep your vigor. He starts selling it locally. This is about 7 years, if you're tracking it, after Coca-Cola was started. In 1898, he renames his beverage Pepsi Cola after the Greek word for digestion, pepsis. And fast forward all the way over to 1986.
Ooh, what a year.
Cherry Cola Slice, made with 10% cherry juice, is launched to compete with Cherry Coke. This is 1 year after Cherry Coke hits the market. Just a few years later, in 1988, it is discontinued for what we know now and was named at the time Wild Cherry Pepsi. Eat it, Slice. So I was, fruit juice needed.
I was born right in the window between the two, so it was like fate. Like right after it was Slice and right before it became Wild.
Now we can I wedged myself in there. Which came first, Shrek or Wild Cherry Pepsi?
Shrek. The answer is me, just barely.
Yeah, just barely. Ever since then, it it went away for a short time, but it's back now, baby, and it's in charge. We'll get into more general Pepsi history if anybody ever does that. But I thought it was interesting they had, because Slice was Pepsi's fruit. It was their.
I vaguely remember Slice beverages.
Yeah, it was like orange sodas, lemon lime sodas.
Yeah.
And again, similarly, when they retired that whole brand and brought it back recently on a wave of nostalgia.
Yeah.
I think there's like a Slice Mango.
I was gonna say, yeah, they're back in the flavored soda game. Mm-hmm. There's a lime, there's a lemon, there's an orange, and you might be right on the mango. There's some sort of other sort of citrusy fruit flavored one.
Yeah.
I like this. I like the cherry flavor, while artificial, doesn't taste like cough syrup artificial.
Yeah.
It's like a real nice light fruity flavor. It's
yeah, and I know I drink enough of it that I know when a batch tastes slightly off. I don't know if you, like, Rob, I don't know, like, you drink a lot of Diet Coke. I don't know if you can feel like, oh, this Diet Coke doesn't taste the way it should.
I absolutely do.
Every now and then you get, like, a whole 12-pack, and all of them taste, like, a little too cherry. Yeah. Like, ooh, there's more syrup, or, like, something about this batch of it just feels slightly off.
Yeah. No, I definitely, I'll crack one up and it's like, this 6-pack, not working. It's okay. I'll drink it.
Yeah.
I don't want cherry to be the prevailing flavor. I still, I guess, like, you know, like a classic, like, brown soda sort of prevailing flavor.
That cola up top. It's got a lead with that.
Yeah, and then I want like an undercurrent.
It's like a cherry Trojan horse.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Pepsi, contact me for your advertising.
please reach out.
I worked for I interned for an ad agency. Between junior and senior year of college, and they made me write fake commercials as like my like interview process. Oh, yeah. And of course all I wrote was Wild Cherry Pepsi commercial.
Do you remember any of them?
They're all about, like, I was trying to make fun of the name because there's no reason it should be called Wild Cherry Pepsi. There's nothing wild about the cherry. The taste isn't extreme. Like, wild should apply to only like the Mountain Dews and like nothing else. Or I guess an energy drink feels wild. So I think they're all like about like people taking or drinking it and then doing something like the tad bit like they don't brush their teeth that day because they're feeling wild. Or like they only look one way when crossing the street or something. They were all like things like that, but they're just like a tiny bit wild.
Just wild enough. Yeah.
Yeah, it got me the internship in the very end. They're good enough for that. They're good enough to not pay me anything.
Yeah. You're like, now that I think about it, I've saw those ads for 3 years. Oh, yeah. And I made no money off of it.
Wait a minute.
We have a segment on the show, Adam, where we talk about the first time you've ever had a Wild Cherry Pepsi and the last time you've ever had a Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Peppy. It makes me peppy.
It's working.
Peppy. Yeah. Thank goodness it's not called Brad drink anymore. Because I would hate to tell people I drink Brad's drink.
Do you want more Brad drink? God, yeah. No.
Now, in college, me and my buddy drank a ton of Diet Pepsi. And we used to call it Brad's drink in honor of it. as sort of like, you know, one of those inside dumb jokes that
Well, it sounds like something that like at a fraternity they would make. Like, oh, Brad's behind the bar today. We're having Brad drink.
Shut up, bro.
He just takes every bottle and pours it in.
It's the best drink ever, man.
Yeah. I don't remember it. It tastes good.
R.I.P. Brad.
We want to know the first time, last time, and because we're very smart, we've called the segment
First Time, Last Time. So you want to know about the first time you ever had Wild Cherry Pepsi, and then the last time, not including right now.
That's I've been trying to put some thought in it. I can't, the specifics of like the first time, I wish I could remember it. I wish it was that like life-changing that like the heavens opened up and I like saw light and I was like, and this shall be all I drink for the rest of my life. I'm very brand loyal. I like locked into the things I liked when I was like 11 and was just like, that's it for forever. Like snacks, food, pops. I've used Pert Plus shampoo since I was like 5 because I was like, that's what I like. But I think so. My dad used to drink Pepsi like my grandmother. I think because my grandmother drank it, he started drinking it. And then at some point, he became a diet Pepsi guy. But so we always had like Pepsi in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were allowed to drink pop as kids, but only at our grandmother's was like the special treat. Either one. At my my father's mother's, it wasn't much of a treat because that was the diet caffeine free. But at my mother's mother, my mamma's house, she had like, occasionally she would have like a Sunkist or like a Faygo orange or like a Coke in the fridge. And that was enough to know that like I liked soda. So somewhere, maybe like 11 or 12, I think my mom started deciding that like, oh, they can also drink pop. It's okay. And we were allowed to have like one after school as our like treat. You would have like your snack before you'd start your homework. And She just bought regular Pepsi, I think, at first because it was on sale. She was already buying diet. It was just going to, you know, like buy two, get whatever. And I think one day there must have been a sale on Wild Cherry Pepsi. It must have been like in addition to buying Pepsi or like buy a Wild Cherry Pepsi and get like a case of, because like there's no way she would have actively chosen. My mother is as conservative a human being. Not politically. I mean, like in terms of just like safety. Possibly get. She has a song that she sings called Safety First. It's set to the tune of the Spider-Man theme song. So it's not like...
We've got to hear it, Adam.
It's like safety first, safety first. Cookie says she calls herself Cookie. That's what the grandchildren call her Cookie. They're Cookie and Chip. Safety first. And then I don't remember the verses, but that's the chorus. And it's, again, that's Spider-Man. But there's no way she would have actively chosen anything called Wild. Especially for her little baby boy. No way he was getting Wild. So it must have been on sale or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought it because it was somewhere around 11 or 12. I was trying to think that like, it came home, and I was like, this. Only buy this for the remainder of time. I call it WCP. I don't think other people do out there, but like that is what it became. So it was always more like, get me more WCP. And it like became the thing to drink it. Like when you like came over to like Shrek's house, it was like, you're going to get to have a WCP. So I think at like 11 or 12, sitting in my basement, eating either a bowl of like Chex Mix or Goldfish, Bethany and I watching, like, we didn't have cable, so whatever, like, the WB affiliate was playing, like, Pokemon or something.
Sure.
Just, like, chugging a Wild Cherry Pepsi and having the time of my life with it. And then, gosh, the last time I had one would have been last night at dinner. It's an everyday kind of thing. So, what did I eat last night for dinner?
What was on the menu?
Yeah, isn't this crazy? Caitlin, what did I have for dinner last night?
Corn dog.
What did we eat?
Isn't that weird? It's hard to remember.
Oh, we made breakfast for dinner.
Oh,
that's fun.
Very nice.
Which is a favorite of mine. Mm-hmm. Less so Caitlin. I guess that wasn't a common thing in the Stefan household growing up. But the Shreks, it was a big deal to have breakfast for dinner. And it was especially a big deal because we had oven bagels, which I thought were like, what? Because my mom would just put all the bagels in the broiler, which tastes the same as a toaster bagel, but they were oven bagels.
Oven bagels.
And they would come out slightly more brown because no one can control the broiler. You never know how long you put that thing in there. They either come out like underdone or completely overcooked. But no, we made...
Please. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Please.
No, you.
I wanted to take this time to divert from what we were talking about and insert a new segment that Rob invented called, "Hey, what's your breakfast?"
What's your breakfast?
This was in a an orange juice episode.
That's right.
It was a new segment where when you go out to get breakfast at a diner, what do you normally get?
Oh, I love this question. First of all, if you ask me what my favorite like cuisine is, I would tell you diner as my answer. Like, you know, like are we going to get Italian, are we going to get Chinese? All of those options are lovely and great, but I would be like diner. It's almost always breakfast, and it's whatever the like, so Golden Apple would probably be my favorite place to go. And for me, that would be their Continental, which would be four slices of French toast, scrambled eggs, and bacon. I love chicken and waffles.
Yeah. Mm.
So potentially that's going to be the order. And then I'm on a new thing this just started this year is biscuits and gravy. Before COVID happened, we were going around to different diners, try and get the best biscuits and gravy that we could get.
Love biscuits and gravy. What was the last diner you had biscuits and gravy at?
The last one was, what is it? The place on Western and Montrose, which just closed. Jerry's.
Jerry's is good.
Yeah, Jerry's.
Ham on the bone.
Did not make it through, unfortunately, like so many other restaurants.
It was the first place I ever had fried bologna.
Right.
I did not care for it.
I thought about getting the ham off the bone. I did it just because, like, that's what, like, that sign is so iconic to me for the bone. It was okay. It was okay. The best biscuits and gravy I've had so far are at the Claremont Diner. It's like all the way down by, like, it's just south of O'Connor, Cassing. So, like, if I have to go all the way down there, I'll go down.
Yeah,
yeah. Not terribly convenient. Or Francis's on Broadway.
Yes.
Has some really good biscuits and gravy. Their biscuits are just, like, super soft and fluffy and really, and light. And you don't feel, like, so, like, oh, is this a thing with best beef and gravy? Like two bites, and you're like, I can't eat ever again.
I'm full for.
But last night we made bagel sandwiches. So I did some bacon in the oven.
That's the best way to do it.
I'm torn. I think you get the crisp. I want crispy on the edges, and I want softer as you work to the middle. To me, that's like a perfect piece of bacon.
Yeah.
And I think you get it. You can achieve that a little better in a pan. The problem then is that your apartment smells like bacon for days, which I don't mind, but Caitlin has issue with. And in the oven, it's easier. There's no like a cleanup depending on like you foil it right, and you do get like a little more uniform cook. So I did that last night, and then I made omelets to add the bacon on top. There's some cheese and bagel sandwich. So that's when I had it last night, and it was a perfect accompaniment. Because I'm only drinking like one or two a day. Now, like yesterday, I only had one. It is like such a treat. I like look forward to it all day. So like I can literally be eating like paper, and it would be like a perfect accompaniment.
I thought you said you schedule your day around when you're going to have it.
I mean, a little bit. Like today is scheduled around like I'm going to have one today, and it's right now.
Yeah.
So I'm really savoring it. I'm enjoying it. I like it that much. It's sad. If you took this away from me, it would be like a really hard thing. If a doctor was like, listen, you're fine. You have a unique rare disease that will kill you if you drink wild cherry Pepsi. Otherwise, you'll be fine. I'd be
Doc, are you sure? Do the test again.
Run it again.
Run it again.
I need a second opinion.
You can't have any more phosphorus acid.
Oh.
But I need
Doc, please. I'm twitching.
Yeah.
Bobby, when's the first time? Last time you had some wild cherry Pepsi?
I don't have a distinct memory. I'm sure I tried it as a young kid, like especially like a fountain soda. Mix everything together, try it. But I know I for sure when I lived with Shrek, I definitely snuck a few or politely said, "Hey, I'm out of soda. Can I just have one of yours?" Fix. And I enjoy it. It's just something I don't go to it often because I think I forget. I think I forget that I like it because like I'm very much enjoying my glass of WCP.
I find that's pretty common with a lot of people who come over and have one and they'll be like, "Oh wow, you know what? This is actually pretty good." For some reason, it doesn't stick with people the way that Cherry Coke does. Yeah. The Cherry Coke is somehow like an iconic flavor that like people like know and remember in the Coke family, but people forget.
But I'm going to try to remember to have this more of like a little treat. here and there. Like if I go to Grant, instead of maybe getting like a candy bar, I'll be, oh, I'll get the wild cherry Pepsi.
Ooh, I like that. I buy a different soda every now and then just as like a little treat.
Yeah.
Like my alternative is always like Dr. Pepper.
Mm. Oh, sure. Love it.
So sometimes you could even like treat it like that. Today's not a Diet Coke day. Today is a wild cherry Pepsi day. You're going to get wild.
Josh, how about you? Last time, first time?
So the first time I distinctly remember this, like if not hitting the scene, I remember like being, he was either at like a pizza party or something. And I remember the can, like the old school can was like pink or red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, this is cool. Cause it's Pepsi, but it's not blue. And then seeing that it was wild cherry and then being like, oh yeah, I'm into this.
Let me see if I can find it. The can was insane. Yep. This will be only a thing that we can see.
It looked, in my mind's eye, it almost looked like the Mr. Pibb can.
Yeah, I remember.
It was kind of like, it looked extreme.
Yes.
Yeah. So like, oh, yeah, this is cool.
It wasn't written in the Pepsi font.
Yeah.
It looked like this for a little while, if people recall this.
There you go.
Yeah, it had like it crazy, psychedelic sort of effect to it.
It's very 90s. Yeah, I was a big soda fan since Jump, but similarly, not my grandma, but my parents made the switch over to Diet, and then that's all we had in the house, so that's what I had to drink, if I wanted to drink soda. So I started drinking that, and then I became a Diet guy. You know, that one tasted fine to me.
Yeah.
The other ones tasted too heavy. But it wasn't, you know, being young, you know, whatever is cool you're into.
Yeah.
And then also I didn't mind the grenadine sodas like Rob Roy's or Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, yes.
Yeah.
Those were always like fine to me, but I would rather have Dr. Pepper. Like that was my all-time go-to, and now it's Diet Dr. Pepper. Which has a cherry-ish flavor. You're right. It is similar.
Well, I think you would know better than that. You're the mixologist, soda-ologist expert. I'm told Pepsi has prune juice in it, which is the flavor that potentially differentiates it from Coke, and that is potentially the flavor that people don't like who claim they like Coke and not Pepsi. Mm. And I think Dr. Pepper also has prune juice in it.
It does.
And I wonder if that leads to like a similar sort of flavor between them. Have you ever had cherry Dr. Pepper? Because I actually think that's pretty good too.
It's okay. It's too much. It ruins the balance for me because I like regular Dr. Pepper.
It's terrible in those fancy Coke machines that let you like mix everything together are awful because everything just comes out tasting like one flavor.
Yeah.
But those do it, and I would sometimes try and make a cherry Dr. Pepper, but it came out so sweet that I would pour like, you know, like a quarter of the cup would be the actual selected cherry Dr. Pepper. Yeah. And then I would fill the rest up with just regular Dr. Pepper. Yeah. And I found that gave me the taste of what a cherry Dr. Pepper can would be like.
Yeah,
the can. And they also make a vanilla cherry one, which is good for like three sips. And then it's like too much. Like it's just
your cream sodas. Yeah. Like that. To me, they're like, it's like candy. And I don't want to like that. I don't want that much candy. Like a sip or two.
I like the old school. Like that's all they make. Like, I know we've done a couple cream, like Doc Brown's cream soda is very good.
Mm.
But that's their signature thing. The ones that like Coca-Cola is also trying to make just taste too vanilla-y for me. It's too much.
Yeah, that's fair. Hey,
it's too much. It's too much for
too much. Much.
Everybody. And that was the segment, too much.
Too much.
Shrek, moving right along, we have another segment on the show. Now, you don't drink alcohol.
I do not.
Have you ever drank alcohol?
Not really. I wouldn't say like I'm a teetotaler, so like I know what alcohol tastes like, but I've never been a like drinker. It just like never became a thing that I did. But I will like certainly enter. I'm not like when someone's like taste this, I won't be like, whoa, no way, man, straight edge.
Give me the X sign. We all know it. X on your arm.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, sure. I just like when people started doing it, I just like didn't like the taste as much as I liked wild cherry Pepsi. I'd be like, yeah, okay, you have your Miller Lite. That tastes like garbage to me. I'm gonna drink this instead. And then people, you know, eventually they'll like when you become a little more sophisticated. I guess like later in college, after like Keystone, you know, like light stops having its appeal.
Yeah,
and like making legitimate drinks, people would be like, "Well, I can make you a drink where you won't taste the alcohol." And I was like, "Well, then that to me, that's kind of losing the point." I would want to taste the alcohol for like part of the experience, but just like never became a thing. So that's a long-winded answer to say not really.
Okay, and then let's get to the segment. It's called, what was your first alcoholic beverage?
Let me see your ID. What was your first beverage?
It's going to be, well, like every kid, it's going to be...
a stolen swig.
Yeah, or like just a handed swig from any number of my uncles or grandfather. My one grandfather drank Milwaukee's Best.
Oh, God.
He was, that was my dada, and gosh, I love him, and I definitely inherited some of his, like, frugality, would be the nice way to put it. If it got the job done, it was good enough. It didn't need to be fancy. He loved frozen pizzas because he couldn't get over just how amazing they were. That, like, you can get a pizza at the store and put it in your oven. Why would I buy it anywhere else?
Like $5.
Yeah, we would always go fishing, and like every now and then we'd come back and we'd stop at a Giant Eagle, and he'd get like a $4 frozen pizza. But this is amazing. He joined the Air Force half, I think, sometimes for the meals, because like he had never had better food in his life. But he drank Milwaukee's Best, so maybe Milwaukee's Best. I have a feeling my dad now drinks Sam Adams or Killian's occasionally.
Killian's Irish Red.
Yingling, like any person in Pittsburgh or Western Pennsylvania, because it's Yingling country.
Very good.
Yeah. He'll drink that every now and then. But I feel like he used to drink like a Miller Lite or something. I could be misremembering this. But something like that. Maybe Iron City was a beer that people would have been drinking at parties, also specific to sort of the Pittsburgh area. So one of those, I have a distinct memory of like drinking alcohol and hating it at my best buddy when I was like elementary school, was Vince Casciato, first generation Italian, I should say. So like very, very Italian. And they had like a room in their house where they like cured meats. And then they had like other ones for like all their peppers, and they would like have like barrels of wine. It was very cool. But Mr. Casciato poured me some sort of almond drink.
Amaretto? Was it just
maybe? Here's the thing. I don't know. My favorite thing is occasionally you'll be in an improv scene and someone will order something fancy, and then it's my turn and I have to be like, and a beer. Because I genuinely like don't know what is in any drink or what any of them are. So you could say Amaretto, I'd be like, I don't know, sure. Like I only have the vaguest understanding of the difference between like even like what is whiskey and what is bourbon. Is one the same? So I have like the vaguest memory. But it was almond something, and I like wanted to vomit. I hated it so bad. That's like a like distinct flavor memory of being like, oh no, I don't need alcohol ever again.
Don't need it.
And then, you know, I was an altar server, so certainly a fair amount of like church wine. It's one of those. It's like a sip of beer. I never even drank to the point that I would have been like holding even like a drink at a party or anything like that. Yeah. I would have been the guy who brought my own Gatorade or pop or something.
Time to turn up with Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Woo-hoo.
Time to get wild.
I mean, sometimes a party needs to get wild.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would drink this. I like this now. I might get this. Yeah. You know, we try a lot of things on here.
We do.
This might get in the rotation. It's delicious.
Please. I tell you. My mother-in-law really likes to make rum and she'll call them a rum and Coke, but she makes rum and Pepsis. but no one calls it a rum and Pepsi. It's a rum and Coke. but you're making a rum and Coke. You're actually making her a rum and Pepsi. But she has... with Wild Cherry Pepsi that I had left over at her house because they were kindly and generously buy it for me.
Aww,
made a rum and Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Oh,
and she said it was great. And she like really enjoyed it. Not enough because, you know, it's not routine and you're used to like what you have, but she didn't mind it. So maybe try yourself a rum and Wild Cherry Pepsi.
I think I will. Maybe I will. Oh, you mentioned it earlier. Is there a difference between Coke to you and Pepsi? Clearly you prefer Pepsi, but like, I mean, when you taste it, what is the main difference?
Coke tastes more syrupy and sweeter to me, which I know that some people say the opposite. They say Pepsi is more syrupy.
Yeah.
But to me, there's like a, I don't know. It's lighter. I guess Pepsi is thicker, and I guess people, that's how they say syrupy, because it feels sludgier than Coke. But to me, I don't know. I can taste that. It's I taste that like gun. It, like, that's what it like tastes like to me. I'll drink it because I like soda and I don't drink alcohol. And, you know, you don't always want a water. And 98% of the places that you go to serve Coke. So I oftentimes will say, can I have a Coke?
Yeah.
And then people, they'll be like, oh, they always apologize. It's because it's always like, can I have a Coke? And they're like, oh, actually, we have Pepsi. And I'm so happy to be the person who's like, no, that's better. Thank you.
You'll lean back, you, put your hands by your head. Oh, yes, I'll have
it. I think I'm going to like it here. Yeah, they absolutely think that conversation is going to go one way. And then I'm the person to be like, yes, please. The only place in Clark Dog has Wild Cherry Pepsi on tap. It is the only place that I know of in Chicago. That you can get Wild Cherry Pepsi on tap. So anytime if anybody wanted to go there after a show, whether it was the playground or not, I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. It was just it's because I could get a Wild Cherry Pepsi. But yeah, I can taste the difference between the two. I don't hate one, but I certainly far prefer Pepsi over Coke. I can definitely taste the difference between the two of them. I could pass the taste test without an issue.
Same, but I feel the opposite way. Like Pepsi to me tastes very syrupy and just too much, whereas Coca-Cola is just right.
Yeah, I impressed to it. I would say Pepsi. So I prefer Diet Pepsi to Diet Coke. But and people are like, "What's the difference? What's the difference?" To me, it's Pepsi tastes slightly sweeter, but not in a way that's like syrupy. Yeah. But also, Pepsi to me tasted a little more carbonated. And as a lover of bubbles, that was like right up my alley.
Josh, you love bubbles.
I'm pro bubbles.
Bubbles are great.
I can't help it.
I'll tell you, the one time I would prefer Coke over Pepsi, and again, if you have to be drinking soda this way, you have an issue, but I did it at a time. A warm Pepsi is unbearable.
Yes.
A warm Coke is somehow tolerable.
Yeah.
It still like maintains the Coke flavor, you just wish it was cold. And somehow, Pepsi, when it loses, it's like, I guess it's like Coors Light. Once it loses its defining factor of cold, it when just becomes, wild, I can't do it.
When there's no frost in that cherry, don't drink it.
Yeah. I like, no thank you.
The cherries aren't red. Yeah, it's not ready to drink. Put it back on the
fridge. Like, a Gatorade and a Coke are the two things to me that, like, if they are warm, they are still... They still taste like they were intended.
Well, Gatorade,
just not served as intended.
Gatorade, I think, is part of the sports thing where you can have you can drink.
I mean, yeah, it's probably it sets out on the bench and it gets warm.
What Gatorade flavor are we drinking? Wild Cherry Gatorade?
Oh boy, wouldn't that be great? someone get them on the line. But I like the frost flavors.
Yeah, me too.
So like you're in my fridge right now. I have Glacier Freeze, Riptide Rush, and I think they're called, like, it's like Icy Chill, I think, is the white one. And then there's, well, I could go run. There's another purpley one that looks like Riptide Rush, but isn't Riptide Rush.
If you can find the cucumber melon, they don't, it's not popular, but you can find it at certain bodegas around the city. The cucumber melon Gatorade, very good.
Okay, I'll give it a go. Gatorade has become my substitute in place of a pop. Sure. So it's fairly high sugar content, but it's not as acidic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Better for the old teeth.
Yeah, if you're at a little bodega, they got cucumber melon, I'd recommend it.
Okay. I'll give it a go.
Give it a go.
That's the body seal of approval.
Yeah, give it a go.
Quick tangent on the word bodega. My my nephew, so my wife's brother's child.
My wife.
Like 2 years ago, we were asking him what he would name his kids if he had kids one day. And you have to understand that he's from Brooklyn, that he would even know this word. But he was like, probably Bo. And then a long pause, and we were like, oh, okay, yeah, Bo. And then he went, Dega. And then the full name was Bodega Gumball Lincoln. It was the full name of what he would name his child.
I like it.
But just even think that, like, oh, yeah, that you were familiar with the word bodega. Because, like, my sister's kids, you know, grow up in Western Pennsylvania suburb. They would, like, the word bodega would be foreign to them. They would never know it.
Oh, I think I picked it up from suburbs. Like, growing up in the suburbs, I think I picked it up just from, like, TV shows that were set in the city.
Certainly would have been the only time that I would
ever.
Yeah,
that's the only time I heard about it. Yeah, yeah. And I think not until like I moved to Chicago where it's like, oh, that's a bodega.
Right.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like New York is more bodega shopping than
I concur.
Chicago is.
I think any major city has them, but New York is for sure the bodega. The bodega capital.
Because I feel like most of the places where, like, the bodega would be are now a CVS or a Walgreens.
Yeah, yeah. But I also, I guess, is there an official definition? Because to me, it's any kind of like mom and pop store.
Yeah, to me, it's just it's an independent
bodega
small
is just the
little,
same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, mini grocery store, catch-all store.
Yeah. Ooh, catch-all. Yeah.
Oh, hello, Heinz, Pittsburgh.
I think it's like a population density thing. Like, the more densely packed a population is, the more likely you are to have a bodega. Because they do master of all trades. Yeah. Jack of all trades. Master of overpriced. because there are some bodegas here, but I remember we went to New York for something now. I don't remember. But the place we stayed at, we Airbnb'd. And, like, right next to it was a like legit bodega with the cat and the breakfast sandwiches at 2 a.m. and it was amazing.
Yeah. There used to be it was more of a liquor store than the bodega, but it had some bodega esque qualities. But the place Bellport Liquors that used to be there, and that guy had a cockatoo.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah.
Whoa, and that was great because the cockatoo. It was right at the corner of Belmont and Southport,
right by Shubas. Yeah, across.
Yes, right across from Shubas. Yeah, but the cockatoo knew a couple words.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And he was very friendly. He was like the man was very encouraging of like interact with the cockatoo.
I remember there were times where if it wasn't busy, the cockatoo, you wouldn't see it right away. And so when you did catch it, you're like, Jesus!
Yeah. Because it would just like hop around.
Yeah.
It's just living its best bird life.
Oh, yeah. But you're surprised by it.
Yeah. Wonder what that cockatoo's up to now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's call him. Boop, 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 boop. Jesus. Adam, moving right along. We've talked about Wild Cherry Pepsi. We've talked about your youth growing up loving it. But what we want to know now is, although we've been laughing, having a good time, this isn't your ideal location to have one via Zoom during a quarantine.
Yeah.
We want to know where you're... Oh, wait. This segment is called...
I got it right last time. I can't think of it. Hang on.
You blew this.
I blew it so hard. I blew it. That's why I'm three-take Grabowski. You like this. I like this, but I'd rather be here.
I like this, but I'd rather be...
we want to know what your dream location is and what celebrity guests you'll bring with you to enjoy a delicious hashtag ocean cold wild cherry Pepsi.
Yeah. Oh, I was putting thought into this.
Good.
If I have like an ideal, I think, picturesque answer, but then I also have just sort of like it was ideal and perfect in the moment that I had it. Mm-hmm. When we went to Ireland and Scotland for our honeymoon, that was like 2 weeks, so it was like 20 days without a Wild Cherry Pepsi. And they have Pepsi there, but it's definitely a different recipe.
Yeah.
Maybe the sugar is different. So like Pepsi doesn't exactly taste like Pepsi does here. So even like the alternative, just regular Pepsi, because I'm not a Wild Cherry Pepsi. Caitlin drinks regular Pepsi. A regular Pepsi is fine. But we came back and we were exhausted and the flight was forever. And the first thing I did is I plopped down on the couch, went in the fridge and got like a cold Wild Cherry Pepsi. And it was just like a perfect end to like a wonderful trip. I was just like, and we're back. That was great. This is perfect. I missed it so much. So that was like a time I can think of, like that was like the ideal. Plopped on the couch, nice and comfy, tired, but awake enough to enjoy all the subtleties of flavor. I don't know. To me, I was like picturing something. I went on a trip to like the Grand Canyon as a kid for like a student government thing. And they had a generic Dr. Pepper in the coolers in the back called Dr. Bold.
Dr. Bold.
And we kept doing bold things with our Dr. Bold. We were like saving the cans that pictures of Dr. Bold. And I can recall a picture like looking over a bluff of like the Grand Canyon with the Dr. Bold. And I think that'd be a real nice thing to do with a Wild Cherry Pepsi. Also get wild at the Grand Canyon. And then a celebrity with, I don't know, the first person that came to mind was Michael Keaton. I think he could really appreciate
a
Wild Cherry Pepsi. And I think he'd be a good guy to talk to. We're both from Pittsburgh, so I think like we'd have like, I don't know, we could talk about our youths or stories to share. I just think he'd be like a good hang.
Yeah. Would you hold off on asking him Batman questions?
Or would you because frankly, as much as Rob knows, but I am like obsessed. I love Batman. If I took you into my office, it looks like a 7-year-old boy's bedroom. It's just Batman everything. I don't enjoy the Tim Burton Batman. I don't think it's a good depiction of Batman, nor anything Zack Snyder has touched is a good depiction of Batman.
Yeah.
My Instagram feed, unfortunately, because I like comic books and I follow, is nothing but like the worst douchebag Snyder bros or like release the Snyder cut. And it'll be like, you know, like Batman murdering someone who's like, this is Batman. And I'll be like, no, it isn't.
Historically classic murdering Batman.
Yeah, like Batman with a shotgun. They're like, this is the Batman I'm looking for. And I'm like, then you don't know like Batman. Yeah, he's pretty anti-gun.
Yeah.
What would you say your favorite Batman story medium is, or you know what I mean? Like, is there issue?
I loved Hush. There's a storyline called Hush that came out in maybe let me try and put it in 2004, maybe. It was a Jeff Loeb wrote it, Jim Lee illustrated it, and it's a story of a guy named Thomas Elliott who was a friend of Batman's who was like orchestrating. He wants to like basically wants Bruce Wayne's life. And like every Batman villain is in it. Catwoman is very prominently featured in it. And she and Batman are treated more like a couple in it, which is something I've actually always kind of enjoyed. I don't know like why Batman has to be like lonely to be effective. You can be like dark and brooding and committed to an ideal and still like also have like joy, I think. That was like pivotal for me because I felt like that was the first like, if they list Batman like arcs, it's gonna be like year one, it's gonna be Long Halloween, it's gonna be Dark Victory, and those are all like pre me, or like I was like a very young child, so I didn't get to like read them and experience them as they were happening. And I did with Hush, but I really 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 enjoyed Tom King's most recent run. They're on like Batman like 96 now. James Tynion has taken over. Tomasi's writing detective, James Tynion is taking over, who I enjoy as a writer, but Batman's 1-85 had been Tom King, this big long run. His whole thing is, you might recall, it was like it made the news because he was going to have him and Catwoman get married.
That was a big deal.
And then it didn't happen. Like the New York Times headline, like front page that day was about their wedding.
Yeah, and under the fold was war.
But more importantly, Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle getting hit. Overall, I just really, really enjoyed. He's a great writer. I enjoy a lot of his. He makes some missteps sometimes, but his Mr. Miracle and his Vision miniseries are both Eisner Award winners, which is like the top comic book writing prize.
Yeah.
I would say that most recent run has been great. Nolan's Batman would be the best like live action depiction I can think of as Batman. Best Batman individual film, I would say Mask of the Phantasm is like the best like telling of both like origin and depiction of Batman, where like circumstances got in the way of his happiness, not necessarily like choices he made. Because I always feel like a bad writer makes Batman dark and brooding because he like is like, no, I can't be with anyone. No, I can't have this. No, I can't have that. Yeah. And it was more like, no, he did want that. It was just unfortunately like everything has fallen apart and taken away from him. There's a scene in that movie where he puts on the cowl for the first time, and Alfred. Like does like a double take and like he's like genuine fear and shock. And I love that moment. That felt as a kid watching that in the theaters. It was like, yeah. It was the same way I felt when in Batman Begins when Falcone says, "Who are you?" and he breaks through the glass and pulls him up and goes like, "I'm Batman." And it was like it was the "I'm Batman" that I've been like wanting to hear forever.
Yeah.
1903 pre and actors like try and do it and like that wasn't right. Because in Batman Begins, I loved Bale's choice of voice because, like, he would put on an imposing voice. Like, the whole thing is trying to invoke fear, whether successful or not. Like, that choice to have such an insane sort of made sense to me. It was just that, like, in the second one, it became comical.
And I like the second one. Dark Knight slurred. Is great, but yeah, it's a lot of just...
The heavy metal. And it was like, what are we doing here, bro? I'm wearing hockey pads. But like,
you want to get nuts? Wait, what am I thinking?
But then, like, I'm Batman, and then in the scene immediately prior to that, when he's taking out the guys in the warehouse, and the guy's like, "Where are you?" And he goes, "Right here," and like pulls him up. Like, that was like, yes,
Batman.
That's Batman. So that's a tremendously long answer to that. This is the Batman. This is the Batman podcast.
Yeah,
welcome
to the Batman podcast.
Poppin' Cows. Not to be confused with our sister podcast, Poppin' Cal-Els.
Yeah. That was good.
Whole other superhero.
Oh boy, I've got lots of opinions on Superman.
Yeah, oh boy.
I was a big Superman fan too. I read them both, and then in I don't know, I was probably 11. So this is like 98. If your people recall, it started as Superman Red and Superman Blue. He got like electric powers, and he split in half. And he had the world's worst costume, and like he didn't have Superman powers anymore. He could like travel through phone wires.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
And then an explosion somehow merged the two of them back together to be Superman again. And I remember being like 12, and even closing the comic book and going, "Never again." And I am not really ever touched a Superman comic since. And I'm sure they're phenomenal storylines, but
I'm a child, and I know this is doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I was reading it on my parents' bed because my dad would keep the comic books up in their bedroom. And I was like going through them, and I just remember being like, and I like walked out of the room. Like, no, Superman is done. I can't anymore. I'm done. Tom King wrote a good one, the guy who I was just talking about. He wrote a good one called Superman Up in the Sky, though, that I enjoyed, a little mini series.
It's when somebody becomes a bird, right?
Yeah, that's what.
Or is it a plane?
It's neither.
Oh, okay. It's Superman.
It's a building, leaping itself.
That's wild.
There's nothing in the sky. I'm falling.
I'm the guy for Mad Men. Okay, cool.
great episodes of those two. Two superhero beverage podcast. I completely forgot where we are.
I don't know. I don't even remember how we got to Batman.
I do, because we were talking about Michael Keaton, and I brought up...
Yes. Right. And that's why I would say avoid that. No, I talk about things like Mr. Mom or things like that.
Yeah.
Birdman. Throwing it to Rob, where would your dream location be to enjoy a delicious hashtag ocean cold wild cherry Pepsi, and what celebrity guest you're bringing with you?
Cool. Okay. I'll make mine quick. I just hit the winning home run at a World Series playing for the Detroit Tigers, and I did it, and I'm like, no Gatorade for me. And I was like, hey kid, give me your wild cherry Pepsi. This kid goes, me? And I punch the kid and take his wild cherry Pepsi, and it's the best tasting soda I ever had. And I turn to my left, and there's Danny DeVito, and he goes, good job. And I go, thanks Danny, and I go on my way.
Wow, you're a mean Jack Lambert playing the wrong sport.
Absolutely. Josh, where's your dream location? And who's
coming? Okay, I'll also brief it up. I've been missing my family this quarantine, my extended family, my hyper-local family. I see constantly. but I would be... one of the things my mom wanted to do, and we did once, was we took a cruise. and we cruised to the Bahamas, Bermuda. It was very fun. I had some Black Seal rum. So I would take a cruise with my entire family that I like, extended and otherwise. We'll cruise somewhere warm and tropical. We'll hang out for a week. We'll cruise home through the port of Baltimore, which is where my parents live near now, and my sister and her kids. We would drop them all off. I'd be sweaty, exhausted, tired. I would go into a Lido's Pizza. I would sit down, and I would order a big old large pizza, half cheese, half pepperoni, just like in college. I'd start yumming down on that. I realized I didn't order a beverage. I'd be like, bring me a diet Dr. Pepper. They'll say, our soda machine's out. And I'll say, oh, that's terrible. And they'll say, but we do have cans from our to-go orders. And I'll be like, great, what do you have? And they're like, we only have wild cherry Pepsi. And I was like, even better, give it to me. So I'm halfway through this pizza. I pop my wild cherry Pepsi. And it's like sort of when Shrek came home from vacation. Very satisfying for all the right reasons. It's nourishing, soul fulfilling.
I bet you this is great with pizza.
It is. It's very good with pizza. Yeah. It's good with barbecue, too.
Ooh, I believe that.
I think Dr. Pepper is the ideal soda for a barbecue, but I think a Walter Pepsi is close.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'll get pizza.
Why have cheese and have pepperoni? Do you alternate between the two? You go like a slice of cheese and then a slice of pepperoni, or you're like, I'm not feeling the pepperoni right now. I'll work my way up to it.
Because a cheese pizza from Lito's is so fucking good.
Oh.
Like, I want that, but also the pepperoni pizza is so fucking good. Like, I want both.
Okay.
So if you've ever, you guys have Lito's?
Is Lito's the St. Louis pizza?
It's East Coast mostly.
Okay, I don't know.
They're like squares.
Okay.
So like, it's like a square tray, and they're square pieces. I'm trying to think. I've had something close to it in Chicago, but I can't remember where. But the sauce is really sweet. It's such a go-to treat when I'm on the East Coast, visiting family. But it's two trays, so it's like it's two medium pizzas, and then you know you eat half of each, and then take some home.
Yeah, great.
Or if you're sharing it with a group, like
that makes sense.
I love it. My order is normally because I like pizza. I like it pure. I like just like a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
If it's a good
I'll eat it with any variety of meats on it. But like, if it's good, just give me a slice of cheese pizza.
The most I'll do is pepperoni and mushrooms. I like that.
That sounds great too.
That's as if I'm eating by myself. You know. I know mushrooms, not a lot of people like them, and I get
them. I don't. I'm one of those
people. Respect.
Respect.
I respect you too.
And my celebrity guest, to backtrack.
Sorry.
The newest Batman, Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
He'll be in the booth behind me, and he'll hear me laughing and like sighing with joy. And he'll be like, what did you get, man? You're having such a good time. And I was like, oh, what did you get? And he's like, I got a chicken sandwich. I was like, you dummy. You're at Lito's Pizza. Get the. And I was like, come over here. And he joins our table, and tells us about how Twilight was hilarious.
Yeah, I bet he's a good guy to talk to if you can actually get the real Robert Pattinson.
I feel he's probably got some fun stories, and I'm sure he's more down to earth than what we all believe.
Yeah, well, he's notoriously difficult on talk shows and things, which I understand. Mm-hmm. You have that level of fame, like Beatles walking into the, you can't go anywhere kind of fame, especially with like the teenage crowd. You probably go a little like, I don't know, maybe you have a negative, cynical view of things. Yeah. But he like notoriously lies on talk show too. He like tells fake stories.
Mm-hmm. I would do that because it would be the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, but you get the same questions over and over again.
I feel like if you get him just, two buds. Yeah.
Two bros
having
hanging out.
Having a Pepsi, eating their pizza.
He's probably a good guy. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Some Zon, some WCP. He's probably a good dude.
All right. So let's got to get Robert Pattinson. We'll hang out with him.
All right. Yeah. We'll get him on the podcast.
Yeah, get him on
the podcast. We'll get him on. I'll call.
Or the other ones. The superhero-based ones.
Yeah, get him on Pop and Cow.
historic crossover.
Yeah.
We have yet another segment.
I love it. I love segments.
We've been talking about drinks. We've been talking about beverages. We want to know a beverage that you hate, despise, revile, is so evil, in fact, that you want to eliminate it from the world. You want to zap it with electricity, split it into two, and then split it into two more parts, and then evaporate them. We want to know what that beverage is and how you're going to do it. This segment is called...
Cork It!
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot!
Simple answer, root beer.
Oh,
root beer.
Can't stand root beer.
Wow.
I don't like the taste. I don't like the consistency. I don't like anything about it. And I guess part of it is that it comes out of an act of kindness for people that I am then forced to drink it because I don't want to offend anyone. Again, they don't know I don't drink alcohol. They know I like soda. They'll give me a root beer. And I just hate it. And I hate that I have to sit there and stew with this terrible liquid in my mouth and be like, it's good.
What is it about the taste? Like, if you had to describe it to somebody.
Well, it's ginger, right? Is that ginger root, I think, is root. Here?
Yeah, if that's what you taste. That's it's like gingerish.
It's not an acidic taste. I have a palate of a 5-year-old again. It's like strong and like I feel like that in my mouth. Like I want it gone. Mm-hmm. Like it's like sticking to the roof of my mouth and tongue. My dad after Easter Vigil every year as a kid used to make brown cows. Root beer floats. But that's what he called them at least. with root beer, and he'd be like, "You gotta have one." And like every time, I'd be like, "I don't like them. I don't want them."
Dad,
I don't want this thing.
If your main complaint with root beer is that it's too like sticky sweet, adding ice cream is not going to fix that.
No.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't know if I was as a kid, but that probably wasn't making things any better either. It was just a no all around for me.
Eat it, man.
Yeah, literally, I would think I would cork it. I put it into, because they love serving it in like fake barrels. The kitschiness of root beer too, I guess, bothers me as well. I think it is cool that one of the last conversations I remember having with my grandfather was him telling me about, this is the one who like he wouldn't spend money on anything. They would buy root beer kits, and you would make them in these big, giant, huge like wooden vats. With like a block of ice, and you would have like a powder and water, and you would like mix it together. And I was like, "Was it good?" And he was like, "No, it was awful, but it was something
to do."
You spent money on, so you were gonna drink it. But yeah, I'd cork it all up and I'd throw it off Niagara Falls.
Oh, perfect barrel over the falls.
I like that.
Get it all out of here. I don't want it. And those little those root beer candies.
Yeah,
those are barrel candies.
Can't stand those. Can't stand you.
Can't stand you.
Costanza. Bobby, how do you get rid of all the root beer in the world?
Well, you know, Shrek, I'm with you. I don't like root beer myself. There's a particular brand I enjoyed. It was a local brewery in the Detroit area called Local Color that made their own root beer, and that was tasty. But otherwise, like, I don't care for it.
I don't like it.
How am I going to get rid of it? Ooh,
baby.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna create a very popular YouTube series of like quick do-it-yourself ways to fix things around the house. I'm gonna convince everyone that the best way to get rid of a clog is to pour root beer down it. Like you're so much on. You don't have to buy Drano anymore. You don't have to get that weird like thing that you stuck in and you pull out all the gross hair. Don't need that because root beer, the acidity. We'll get rid of everything down your drain. So people,
is this the first episode of this show? Or it sounds like you have to create a show and establish a fan base.
It's a long
have this episode.
It's a long con, but like this will be like episode 60. You know, I become popular enough. Yeah. People
you're
like
Candy Rob, and these are like house help two tips. And eventually, you get to root beer down the drain.
Yeah, just dump it. So people start buying root beer and just dumping it down all their drains. And that's just how we get rid of it. And you know, A&W is like, no, you got to drink it. And people are like, you're idiots, A&W. We listen to Handy Rob. He knows what he's talking about.
I mean, honestly, does A&W care? They don't care. Once it's bought, they don't care what's
happening to the product. They get their money. Yeah. Dump it down the drain. So people just start dumping it down the drain, and they don't have to drink it. It's a bit of a long con, but we'll get there.
But like a successful career, too.
I think, I think people, I don't know what I'm doing, but I think people enjoy me.
I look forward to the first episode.
Thank you. I got to figure it. It'll be about fixing a light bulb.
Okay, good.
Yeah. With root beer.
With root beer. Josh, how are you going to get rid of all the root beer?
Okay, I'm going to crowdsource mine as well. I like what you've done here. I am going to create a fad. Whatever the new TikTok is, once the Chinese stop watching us, is it's going to be called root bearding. And what you do is you take a bucket and you fill it with glass bottles of root beer, and you put it over door jams.
Oh.
And when somebody opens the door, all the glass bottles and root beers fall on them and shatter and soak them and get them sticky. This will be an epidemic. You know, they'll start making government videos, how to avoid your kids, how to get your kids to avoid root bearding others. Somebody will unfortunately get hurt, not die.
Sure.
And eventually they'll see no other recourse. The government at large, the earth as a whole, will have to eliminate root beer because the pool is just too great to get people root bearding. And then once all the root beer is gone, I'll replace it with watering, where you put glass bottles of Topo Chico. No, I want that to stay. I'll do a new, it's called sponging, and it's just a bunch of dry sponges in the bucket. and it's more hilarious than hurtful.
Yeah.
People love it. It's fun.
Yeah, surprising. Harmless, fun little prank.
Okay. Anyway, and it is a side pick. The sponges look like root beer bottles.
Ooh, I like that.
But there is no actual root beer.
Yeah. Fun. I like that. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
fun. Yeah. So thank you, social media, for letting me do this. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we've been enjoying Wild Cherry Pepsi. Mm-hmm. I think it's cocktail time.
Cocktail time.
Cocktail segment.
So I'm going to go run and make it. Anybody else needs to do that, too.
Yes, I'm going to go make it.
Yeah.
Let's go. This is my measuring cup.
It's a measuring cup.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back.
So you should know this will be the first cocktail I've ever made in my life.
Whoa.
Oh.
Shrek, you're going to do great. It's going to be great.
All right.
This is foolproof.
Cocktails. Oh, woo-hoo.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all gone to our respective kitchens and made a delicious, cocktail. Everybody made that, right? That's what I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's made. All left. Consider it made.
It's made.
Oh, it's made. Delicious. Each episode we have a guest. The guest brings a brother of choice, and we make a cocktail in our guest honor. So this cocktail is not only made for you, it's also named after you, Adam. We are about to all enjoy this drink, which I'll say the name in just a second. We'll talk about what we taste. I'll tell everybody what's in it, and then you'll give it a letter grade. So the cocktail that we're all about to enjoy is called the Shrek Blossom. AKA Adam's Wild Drink.
Oh, I love
that. So let's dip in, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Yeah. The lime again. The lime is overpowering.
Yeah, I kind of eyeballed mine, so I put in more soda than I had originally.
Because you meant 2 ounces of lime juice, right? Not to give away. Yeah.
I feel like the lime is also maybe the prevalent flavor, but I don't hate that.
No, I don't either.
Because I actually think it's toning down the grenadine in a way, because sometimes I find grenadine a little too sweet.
Yeah.
And I think that sour is cutting through that sweet a little bit.
Yeah, so we got 2 ounces of lime juice. We have 3 ounces of coconut milk. We have 1 ounce of grenadine. And then Wild Cherry Pepsi to taste. I put 5 ounces in the recipe, but I think that's sort of a free for all. And yours looks a little redder. Mine looks a little more like
My grenadine was crazy red, so I think that's what this color.
What kind were you using, Josh?
I don't know. It wasn't roses. It was whatever was at the store.
Yeah, I don't know. Caitlin bought all the ingredients very kindly for me yesterday, but it's a very bright red grenadine, Caitlin? Which is why it's coming from. I should say, I don't know if this was on before we left, that the first cocktail I'm ever having is the cocktail named in my honor. So I waited until it was appropriate. My vanity said, wait until they name one after you. Drink that. It was the first time I've ever mixed one, because why would anyone trust me to make theirs, and it's not anything I'm ever doing for myself.
Of course. I added a little more, it's not bad, I added a little more Wild Cherry Pepsi.
To me, that would be the thing. I think a little more Wild Cherry Pepsi, I think, is what I would add to it.
I eyeballed the lime juice, and I basically used a whole lime. So it might have been right around that, maybe slightly more. But again, I don't think it's overpowering on mine.
No.
That's because I ordered more soda.
I added more soda, and I think it complements the lime. So I think I would bump up instead of 5 ounces, maybe make it 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
As a person who doesn't drink cocktails very often or ever, I didn't think I was going to like the coconut milk. I thought it was going to give it a consistency that I did not enjoy.
Yeah.
But no, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's sweet. It would be a lot. I don't think I would necessarily want a whole glass.
No.
But a half glass, I think, would be nice. A couple sips of it is nice. Or something, I guess, even a straw. You don't drink cocktails through a straw, but I might.
You can. You can.
Okay. I think to slowly straw throughout the evening, I think would be nice.
Yeah, I think you got to, because I didn't use an actual lime. I just actually bought lime juice. And
Me too.
I think that's also maybe why the lime is more overpowering, but I think more of the PWC or WCP is going to help out the drink.
Balance it out. No Price Waterhouse Cooper in this drink, please.
No Price Waterhouse.
Get it off the mic. Make it to taste. Like, yeah. I think that's something that anybody, you know, when you're making something at home, you make it like you want it. You're not like beholden to a recipe or.
I'll have Caitlin try it.
Yeah. Call her in. She busy?
I don't know. Yeah. Caitlin.
I hear a child.
Baby.
Are you available to taste this cocktail? She's coming. She's clearly doing something. She didn't really need to come in.
I threw a cherry in mine, but it's at the bottom. It fell in.
Here you go.
Get the maraschino. Like,
I think it's the coconut milk. I actually think it's okay.
Hi, Caitlin.
What do you taste?
What do I taste?
Yeah.
I mean, the coconut and the cherry.
Nailing it.
I mean, I just don't know what the recipe is because I've got the ingredients.
We agree that I'd add more wild cherry Pepsi to it.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, she disagrees.
But it'd be good if it was.
Would you drink it again?
I would drink it like poolside.
Yeah, okay.
Throw a little Pirates Bay in there. Take it back college style.
That's a follow-up for those who do drink. What's a good alcohol beverage to have?
That is true. Caitlin doesn't know what you're saying because I'm wearing headphones.
Good. I don't want her to hear it. Don't follow.
Hi, kiddo.
Hi. Yeah, Penny is here as well, everyone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, for those radio listeners out there.
Oh, look, I want to put an earbud to her ear. Penny, what do you think?
Penny.
Hi, kiddo.
What's happening? Hi.
We'll cut all that up. if you wanted to booze it up, Pirates Bay, Parrot Bay, right up there, coconut rum is what she's suggesting. You could also do like a neutral-ish spirit, like a vodka. Yeah. Or even a vanilla vodka if you wanted to switch it up.
Lime. Actually, the more I'm drinking of it, the more I'm enjoying. I think the lime was just surprising on the first taste.
Yeah, the coconut gives it like a little body and then like a little sweetness. But that cherry should be more, you should taste the soda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking out of my ass this whole time.
Oh, no, I mean, make it how you want it. That's what I'm saying.
I know, and I truly, to me, it's like, I don't even have a scale.
Yeah. I mean, I work out every day, but I don't have a scale either. Just live your life.
Adam, you got to give this a letter grade.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
An A plus.
Oh,
I'm not going to not give the cocktail named after me the highest grade possible.
You get an Adam plus.
Yeah, and my blood type, too.
Oh,
good to know, in case you ever have to find a donor.
Here you go. There are a fair number of A pluses out there.
We'll race you to the ER and then be like, wait, doctor, we have to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, it's around the hour 10 mark.
It's near the end. Hang on.
I like it. I'd drink it again. And yeah, like to Caitlin's point, I think it's a beach drink. It's a cabana drink.
Yeah.
Keep it beachy. Well, we'll take an A plus. You know why, Bobby?
Because A pluses get degrees.
That's right.
Mm.
I think we have one more segment before we say goodbye because we forgot our last one. We got to do, it is hashtag tall boy summer. So we got to do everyone's favorite segment, oh boy, extra drink.
Oh boy, I gotta go get my tall boy.
Go get it.
I forgot it.
Oh boy, extra drinks.
Bobby, what's our oh boy extra drinks hashtag tall boy summer this week?
I chose this. This is Loco Moco Java Monster Coffee Plus Energy.
I am
shake gently.
I am not looking forward to this.
I love the color and the design of it, but thinking about what's inside is terrifying.
I am not looking forward to it at all.
This is gonna be terrible.
Yes. I chose it because I was like, this will work.
Oh, I shook it up too much.
I don't like coffee, so I already know this is not going to be good. Okay. All right.
That's the problem, Shrek. A lot of tall boys are booze.
Watcher Pepsi comes in a tall boy.
I didn't see it.
Does it really?
Yeah. I've only ever seen it again. I've never seen it like in a case. I've only ever seen it at a gas station. Right. My Penny. Penny has arrived again.
Oh. My Penny.
Yeah. Oh, was Penny bringing this to me? As we're about to, before we taste. This is a stuffed bear that Penny has. Is a Wild Cherry Pepsi bear. That's a bear that says Wild Cherry Pepsi, and he's wearing a Wild Cherry Pepsi logo.
He's got
that's
a little
adorable.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Aww. Thank you, Penny. Thank you. Okay, bye. Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. To Java Monster Coffee Plus Energy.
Oh.
Oh. It's not bad. If you like coffee, I think you're going to like this one.
I think it just tastes like coffee, which is not a flavor that I enjoy. I was actually expecting worse.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to have like coffee plus energy drink flavor.
Yeah, I was also expecting much worse, but it tastes like a Starbucks like frappuccino.
Iced coffee.
Yeah, it does a little bit at the end though. It does have a slightly like I think if you're drinking like a double shot, we've done those before on the episode. Yeah. It kind of finished as sweet. It does have like sort of a unnatural is not the right word, but it's what I think of.
Yeah, I like that it's listed as coffee plus energy, as if coffee doesn't have the energy. As if they finally cracked it. And the problem with coffee is that it doesn't perk you up.
Yeah.
But we need
more.
The folks at Monster got it right.
Well, I think I know. I think I know what I'm going to vote, Adam. If you didn't know already, we have a voting system unique to our podcast. Where if you like it, you give it the big popping bottles thumbs up. If it's a bad one, popping bottles thumbs down. But what makes our voting a little special is we have the classic yay or and nay popping bottles sideways thumb. Trademark pending.
Mine is a real firm hands down.
You can't put any down.
I'm gonna preface that like, I don't like coffee, so I don't like it. I think if you liked coffee, this isn't as terrible as I thought it was going to be.
I agree.
And that if you really, really need some extra caffeine in your life, what is the caffeine content? We should look. I think it would be okay. I think most people, it's the sideways. It's the yay, nay. But for me, hard no.
I for sure give it the sideways. It's fine. I never need to buy this again. But it doesn't taste as bad. You know, we actually had Monster Energy drink before, and I recall it wasn't that bad of all the energy drinks.
Oh, yeah. The one we tried was like
that's
the white
true.
One.
It's
the,
a
like,
very white specific kind.
Zero something.
Okay, to give you an idea. Oh, sorry, please. Yeah, oh, thumbs down.
Big thumbs down for me.
Oh,
never again. Don't let this happen to you.
The caffeine content, now they're smaller, so this is a regular can of pop is 12 ounces, and this is, well, what's a tall boy, 18?
Yeah.
15, so really not that much more liquid. But the caffeine content in a can of Wild Cherry Pepsi is 38 milligrams, and here it is 200.
Oh,
so, wow. Thank you.
This thing is like three Excedrin.
Holy crap. Well, I won't drink the whole thing.
Yeah, you're going to be amped, my man.
I'm going to put it away.
Yeah, I'm going to put it over here.
But off mic, I'll have Caitlin try that, too. Because I'm going to bet she's going to tell me that probably she'll go, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I haven't listened, obviously, to your whole oeuvre of podcasting. Has there been a drink that you straight up were like, the one that like chosen by the guests that you just like hated even having talk about it because you thought it was so bad?
Yes. The Bloody Mary mix. Wonderful guest, Caleb Woodley. I don't like tomato juice at any level.
Zing Zang Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know that bottle.
Yeah, gross.
It grew on me. I don't like tomato juice, but I was like this. It had enough flavor where it like powered through that tomato juiciness.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
Yeah, and I hate gin, but enough about me.
Have you added any? This is my podcast now. I ask you questions.
Oh, okay,
this is podcast on podcast. inside the Pop and Bottles podcast. Have you added a drink to your like routine because of the podcast? Is there one that like you never used to buy or drink, and now you're like, oh, that was good enough that every now and then I'll do that?
You know, it's opened me up more to sparkling water. I used to not enjoy it as much, but now like a LaCroix or like a Pellegrino is actually pretty good. Anything like I'm like, oh, I'll have one of those. As like kind of, again, like a little treat, something they don't have often, but yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I very rarely will make myself a cocktail at home. I'll drink something that's either ready to go or is neat, and not in a ooh that's neat, but in a non-mixing sort of a thing. But in that way I've expanded sort of like what I enjoy. I never really went for scotch, but Johnny Walker 12 year, Johnny Black. It was nice. Macallan 18 or whatever, 15, I forget which one we had, 12, maybe it was 12.
12.
It was also nice. And for like a while after those, like I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to have like three fingers of that.
Yeah. It has opened my palate a bit more too with like some beers and whiskeys and whatnot. Because like, yeah, I used to just be similar with you, Adam. I get kind of stuck in like, I like these things and I'm fine with that. But you know, there's nothing wrong with trying a new thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all.
I thought about, in addition to, where was I going to find it? Watch for Pepsi was my, for sure, but I thought about a Faygo flight.
Oh.
but I felt like cheating and too much to talk about, where we just had many different flavors of Faygo as well.
Oh, Faygo, man. Faygo, I should say. Faygo. I would have made the trip up to Wisconsin to grab some Faygo.
Yeah, you brought some back before. I tried Rock and Rye.
Rock and Rye's great. You can get I think it's called Woodman's. It's like a huge co-op grocery store right over the border into Wisconsin. And they have like a whole aisle of all the Faygo flavors. It's amazing.
My buddy Phil and I from college, when we get together, he always brings...
Philly Phil?
You know Philly Phil.
I know Philly Phil.
There's a bunch of black cherry and lemon lime and some other Faygos in my fridge because from the last time he visited, he bought the like variety pack.
Oh, sure.
Awesome.
Love it.
Ugh. We need to know where you want people to put your eyeballs and earballs. Our viewers, the popping bottles army, as we like to call them. Is there anything that you are doing that you want people to see, or anything that you've been enjoying? A lot of people have been watching so many movies and TV shows or reading a lot of books since we're all indoors that you want people to know about.
I mean, you could go to my Instagram. I haven't posted any content in a long time. But in the beginning of quarantine, I was making a bunch of videos with my daughter Penny, as you heard referenced throughout this podcast. It is at Is This a Bug? It started totally as a bit of I took pictures of things that may or may not be bugs and asked if they were bugs. So at Is This a Bug is there's a little... a series called Penny for Her Thoughts, where I show Penny objects and she shares her thoughts on them.
It's very
I think it's fun, so you can check that out there. There's some other stuff. I don't have a website or anything, nor am I on Twitter. But so the Instagram, I would say, should Second City or Live Theater ever return, you can check me out at the Second City on the main stage, I think. I'll have that job. I don't know. That's the job I had. I'd love to have it again. But that is a place to do it. As for what I'm enjoying, and we finished it, and I'm nothing without it. We watched all of the West Wing.
Oh.
Guys, it's so good. And it I really just
it,
like...
Yeah, I finished it right before COVID kicked in.
Because it feels like fantasy. I mean, it was always fantasy. It's Sorkin. Everyone is their most idealistic version of a person.
Yeah.
But when watching it now, it felt like fantasy because it was like there's no way you could have a leader this competent because of where we've like sunk now.
Not even like competent, but like as a good person.
Trying
to do the right thing.
Yeah, Jed Bartlett like seems. It, like pure, I mean, he is fiction, but like that, like inconceivable of a human being compared to like what we have. And I was like, gosh, government probably used to run like similar to what I'm watching here. Let's all hope that one day we'll have a candidate, not an old white guy, but with the idealism and brain of a Jedediah Bartlett.
Yeah.
Josiah Bartlett, I should say. Yeah. Jed Bartlett for short. So the West Wing chicken. You guys, it ended in, I think, 2006.
Check it out.
You've got, you know,
Yeah, if you can probably find the DVDs at a flea market for like $10.
It's on Netflix for now.
Yes, it is. For the time being, it's on Netflix. Give it a go. I think even the post Sorkin seasons are still pretty good.
It takes a little dive, I think, but it finds its footing like right away.
Season 6 and 7 are very strong.
Yeah, I'm a big Bradley Whitford guy. I was all in on Josh Lyman.
Yeah,
and Caitlin, boy, she wanted that will they, won't they of Josh and Donna. Mm. And I won't, for the viewer, if you haven't watched it, I'll leave it at will they or won't they.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't they love to string that thing out. But so 6 and 7 was a much long of that.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
So that 6 and 7 were very exciting for her in that regard.
Plus Alan Alda. He's great.
He is great. Alan Alda.
Jimmy Schmidt. What's not the love?
That live episode is awesome.
It's super cool. Yeah,
it's really cool. And they had to memorize a lot of words. Yes, obviously, like we're all like actors. Shouldn't be like
magic.
Right. And we do it all the time. But, you know, for guys who aren't necessarily as used to doing that, I mean, they both have stage performances underneath them, but they had to do it twice.
Yeah.
In one night.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them. Hopefully they can get work still.
Yeah, yeah, gosh, I hope Alan Alda and Jimmy Smith are going to be okay.
When are they going to reboot the West Wing?
Well, because I guess Alan Alda was supposed to win originally. Oh. But they decided last minute.
Spoiler?
Yeah, that is a spoiler, I guess. Guys, it's ended in 2006. And also, the first episode of that season lets you know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah. I did intentionally avoid spoilers and then ended with a spoiler. That's the kind of guy I am, because I'm crazy. I got wild. I got Java Loco. Yeah,
you guys all jacked up on Java. Monster Java energy.
Loco Moco.
Bobby, anything we should watch or look at, or what are you up to?
Same old. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Rob Grabo, R-O-B-G-R-A-B-O. I've been rewatching Breaking Bad. Oh. Holy shit, is that a good show. I am very close to, I've seen it before, but I just haven't watched it in a while, and I'm finishing season 4 right now, and oh boy, it's heating up, but it's fantastic. A+, across the board. Josh, how about you?
Oh, hello, I'm Josh. Nothing really to push. Yeah. Josh Segovia Sucks on Twitter, Poppin' Pod on the other, my other account, and I just push that little circle, and I can see both, so don't worry. Get to me at either one of those. We mentioned Batman earlier, and I might have said this before, but I have HBO Max, and so I was watching the Harley Quinn animated show.
Oh, that's fun.
And I was enjoying that. Very funny.
Yeah, I hear really good things about it.
Lots of inside baseball, isn't this fun, fun stuff.
And my John dear, Funches.
I finished season 1. It's entertaining. Yeah.
Shout out to Kitty Wadsworth, for anyone who knows Kitty Wadsworth, former Chicago improviser, now L.A., but she was texting a couple of us to say that she was really enjoying the show. So I haven't watched it yet, but I should. I just downloaded HBO Max to the PS4.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah.
If you're an Xfinity user, you get it for free.
What? Included.
It's ultra violent, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's very, the jokes are fast and it's my kind of humor.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
7? Comic book related.
You guys love The Big Bang Theory, so you're huge Hayley Cooper fans.
I loved her since 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Throw way back.
Too far back, you've thrown it.
No, I'll never get it back.
Well, we have one last thing to do, Adam, before we let you go and enjoy your family and child. And that is our end of the podcast. Cheers. So let's grab the closest beverage to you. I'm never touching Monster Java energy drink ever again. And say with us all together right now,
whatever your glass, put a toast in it. Things in unison on Zoom, the nightmare.
It does not work.
Though I will say, I've been starting it slowly so everybody could start together, and then speeding it up seems to work. Everybody in together.
Wow.
With a cherry.
Ooh, look at that.
Ooh. Well, guys, thanks for having me. This was great.
Adam, thanks for coming on. This is fun.
Of course. When you reach another 100, I'll come back.
Great. Perfect. 202.
Gatorade.
Drink your mash. Talk your flesh. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin.
Tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll try them all over again. I need a time.